This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Heads up! Heads up! Here's another one, another one. Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear? Get back, you don't know me like that. Get back, you don't know me like that. Geek, woo. I ain't playing around, make one false move, I take you down. Get back, you don't know me like that. Get back,
you don't know me like that. Welcome back, everybody, to hour two of Jammin' with Juice. Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning. Make sure you guys are on our YouTube page right now, 101.7 The Truth, so you can watch us do this show live. Get the full experience of Jammin' with Juice, okay? And join our Juicy Chatter community over here in our YouTube chat. You can interact with us and let us know how you guys felt about the BET Awards last night. We're saying that it was one of the best BET Awards in the last, like, decade. It was very millennial focused, okay? We carried it. We held it down. I'm sure a lot of the writers backstage were probably millennials as well to make it so good. But they were celebrating the 25th anniversary of the BET. What were they celebrating? The 25th anniversary of the BET Awards and the network's 45th year as a cultural institution. So they had a lot to celebrate last night. And it felt like they were making up for a lot of lost time. What are you listening to?
I'm listening to the man who spit fire with Big Tigger in the basement. He had a Rap City Cypher.
Wow.
Okay. Ludacris. Ludaloo. Okay.
Yeah.
Always has been one of my favorite punchline rappers of all time. Has always held down Rap City in the basement when it came down to freestyles in the booth. He done it again last night. It was so impromptu, so unexpected for him to drop down the fire that he did yesterday. It was crazy. And I hope that he showed the young boys, the young bulls out here how to rap. You know, I saw a meme going around. I saw a video going around, a clip going around about like a... over this weekend, over my birthday weekend. And one thing that the clip said was, if you are 35 and still rapping, keep going. Because these young bulls don't know how to spit. And Ludacris showed me that last night. You know how much I've been missing from the game? Do you know how much I've been missing from the game? I've been missing the bars from the game. And Ludacris dropped that. He said something about, I'll spin the whole block, leave y'all all twitching more than Kai Sanat. Oh my God. I ain't heard one of these young bulls who watch Casanat each and every day of their life even bring up that bar. You know how creative you have to be? That's sportsmanship. That's the competition. That is the type of stuff that made me fall in love with hip-hop. He also had another line in there talking about your chick look like a he said my chick is a queen from Ramonda or something like that. He said yo, dang, I forget the rhyme. Anyway, Ludacris did his thing, man. Ludacris. Oh, that's what he said. He said, my chick over here get dumb wet. He said, your chick look like Fiona after the sunset. Oh, my God, I was done. You know Fiona from Shrek.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. These young boys out here need to figure out how to get back to rapping. Because all that stuff that Playboy Cardi used to do is good. It's okay. But it ain't finna move the needle.
No.
It ain't finna move the needle for 20
Which
years.
Which I was surprised that they let, because Playboi Carti performed, and he was the only performer on the main stage, like not one of the side stages, but the main stage from like this newer generation. And I was surprised that they had him up there, you know, performing it out of all people. But he is really big right now, so it does make sense. But I just didn't know what he was saying and what he was talking about. I don't even know what the man looked like at this point.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I want to highlight or underscore is that Kevin Hart had initially said, hey, don't let Kanye West in. We all seen Sinners. You know, he probably got bit by a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Playboi Carti.
Yeah, because happened to Playboi.
Something happened to Playboi Carti. But what do you know? He ended up performing on his own little set design. And maybe that was the one for the vampires.
Yeah.
Or them folks up there vamping late night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out Teyana Taylor. Ooh! She was out there too. She had a really great performance, and her man's Aaron Pierre, that's Mufasa. Ooh! He was front row ready for her.
I thought that Teyana Taylor did an immaculate job. Her set design, stage design was top tier. It really made me feel like we were in the future for real. And she has been passed the baton from a Missy Elliott and all the creators before her. It has developed into her own brand, her own. That's Teyana Taylor, and that's just what it is.
Right. Now, before I get into the award winners and we talk about, you know, the political talk that Dolce and others mentioned while they were here or there at the BET Awards accepting their awards, I want to talk about the fact that Kevin Hart had to pull a lot of strings for Kai Cenat to be able to live stream backstage and on the red carpet and all of that stuff. While he was there, him and Drewski, Kai and Drewski were there. They were sitting next to each other as well at the awards show, streaming the show live and giving their own commentary. And I did want to just point out one of the discrepancies that I saw with Tylil. I don't know if you saw that, but Kai has a friend named Tylil who also is a really popular streamer. But he was there and he brought his niece. Now, he claims that higher ups at BET told him that it was okay for him to come and stream the show as well, just like Kai.
Yeah.
But apparently when he got there, they were trying to shut it down and they were trying to say, no, you can't stream. And they also were trying to say that him and his niece could not go down the red carpet and like take pictures and things like that. They said that the carpet was only for icons and the only children who could walk the carpet were the children of the icons who were there, because they said it's like illegal for the kids to walk the red carpet or something like that. To me, it sounded like they gave him like a BS answer because they just didn't respect him enough to allow him to do so. But he called Kai up because Kai was there, and Kai came through for him and let him come in because they were really trying to shut him down and make him stop. They near make him leave almost, or at least that's how it seemed. But Kai, his friend, pulled up on him, had him come through with him, and they allowed for him to go down, you know, the red carpet. And Kai was like, listen, no matter how big you get, you get to the top, you can't forget the bros, bro. Like, you cannot forget the people who have been down for you and who have been real you. And Tylil is one of those people who have definitely had Kai's back through a lot of the ups and downs so far of his career. And so he came back and he got Tylil and he had his niece come through and everything. But Kai was a real one. He was like, listen, I'll stop streaming right now and I'll go home and forget all of this if y'all not letting my boy in, especially right after y'all gave him permission to. But just because he's not on the level that I am, don't disrespect him and don't disrespect his niece. Like, what do you mean they can't come walking down the carpet just because they're not icons?
Right.
You know, or the kid, his niece can't go through because she's not a popular child star that they wanted to be there. That's right. Not fair. You don't treat people like that, because at the end of the day, forget all the celebrity stuff. We just humans. Mm-hmm. We just people. Nobody is above another person, and you shouldn't treat people like that. But shout out to Kai for that, for helping Tylil on the red carpet.
And really, that's definitely bogus on BETN, because I was always taught that, you know, you never know who somebody's going to be one day.
You don't.
You know, Tylil may be, you know, underneath a Kai Cenat currently right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, who...
Tables turn.
Yeah, tables turn. And you never know, BET, you might have to go to a Tylil one day, mm-hmm. you know, just so he can stream it for you guys, for his audience.
100%.
I actually wanted to know whose audience was bigger last night, Kai Cenat or BET.
Definitely probably Kai.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. that's what I'm saying.
Definitely, you know, probably Kai, which is crazy. Easy. But I was going to say, too, that I think with Kevin Hart, Kai, and Drewski,
right,
they're getting us more comfortable with the idea of them working together, because mm-hmm. they do have something in the work. They have a movie that they are planning to drop, or some type of series, or some
something's
type of something.
Yeah.
And they're getting us all just used to their interaction and how they play on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very smart to do, because once the movie drops or whatever, we're all going to go run to see it, because that's generational. Kevin Hart, and you got
Drewski,
the younger, you know, I think
Kai.
Yeah, Drewski might be a millennial, and you got Kai, who's younger. So, perfect opportunity for them all to come together on that stage last night and be backstage on the stream.
And I think really what Kevin Hart is doing is kind of what you said before. It's passing that baton, but also creating an umbrella of entertainment underneath him.
Yes.
You know, and I think as I said before, you know, older people are elders. Like, forget the celebrity stuff. I'm talking about regular, schmegler, everyday people. The elders of yesteryears didn't pass stuff down to us. They didn't give us a blueprint. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, you know what? I don't want to go out I don't want to veer off too much off of our topic. But I had, and we can talk about this another day, but I had scrolled past something basically talking about, you know, what do black people own? Mm-hmm. What do black people own? It's like, what do black people own here in America? You know, the Indian man might have like a gas station. White people may have insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, Hispanics may got tacos and all those.
We got clothing.
Okay, even if we did have clothing, and food plate. Even if we did have clothing, one thing that the lady had spoke on is the fact that, you know, even if we have clothing or even if we have like a barbecue place to go to or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. We're so disjointed in the way that we do things that even if you had a barbecue business and I had a barbecue restaurant, I'm not going to pass you down or I haven't passed you down any of the, you know, the secrets behind
knowledge
actually.
Knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, it might be some tax codes I may tools, know about or it may resources. Be different, yeah, different loans that I know about. Basically just the game. You know, the difference between what we've done culturally versus what other cultures have done is we just haven't shared the information enough to one another to allow us to build this conglomerate. But it's glad that I'm glad that I'm starting to see that more with a Kevin Hart, more with the Drewski and more with the Kai Cenat, mm-hmm. by showing and displaying how generations of black people should operate, whether it's in entertainment or real food industries.
Yes.
So shout out to Kevin Hart for doing what he's doing, what he's doing. And oh, shout out to Tyler Perry as well. Tyler Perry out there, you know, and he stated it, but you know, he was like, I have made more black millionaires than this whole entire city. Mind you, they were shooting in LA. So I made more black millionaires in this room right here, but black actors, more than than Hollywood has ever supplied black people with jobs.
Right.
So it's one of them things that, like, you know, we definitely have to help our own. We have to build our own visions and look back and make certain that we pull the next one up.
Right. I know people talk about Tyler Perry and how he always is, he's you know, having a struggle. That's not what I was going to say.
I thought you were going to say he was a cross-dresser. He is.
I mean, he acts as a woman, yes.
He's a cross-dresser. It's okay.
Like in real life? Or what are you saying?
He's a cross-dresser.
He's acting in entertainment purposes? Or what do you mean?
He says he puts the Madea dress on and talks in the Madea voice from time to time when he's having the intercourse. He said that. Yes. I could pull the audio up and everything.
Like, but foreplay?
Some women want that stuff from him. He went, Madea. He want the Madea voice.
I wouldn't call that cross-dressing, though.
Okay.
Like, it's not like he's just out here, just outside of Madea, he's just wearing women clothes.
Well, we know affiliates. We got affiliates over here, so maybe we'll ask them.
For sure. But anyway, but Tyler Perry definitely has helped, because he's a billionaire, you know, and that's what you're supposed to do, is you help those coming up. A lot of people have said, especially Taraji, she's like, I've made the most money that I've ever made from any film I've ever done with working with Tyler Perry.
Straight
you know,
up.
He pays people what they are worth and what they deserve and what, you know, they should be getting. So shout out to Tyler Perry for that. I mean, I know we talk about his films and how he always showing black women struggling and they always just divorce sisters and it ain't nothing good. Yeah. But he says that he appreciates the fact that he gets to show women in all aspects of them, in joy and happiness, through struggle, through pain. And, you know, that people resonate with it. They like it. It might not be us, but I think other generations appreciate a Tyler Perry production.
I think he knows his core audience. He knows his core demographic, and he knows that women move the needle. You know, when women invest in his product, his program, his content, it tends to pour out. You know, and
yes.
A black woman is powerful. I don't give a damn what y'all say. Black women are super powerful.
That's what he was saying.
I believe y'all are superhuman beings. I'm not going to lie. Shout out to my mama, who is a superhuman being. But I would like to see more ideas, because we talked about this before, Juice. I would like to see more programs going out there for black men when, you know, we're talking about our emotional states, you know,
right.
Our vulnerabilities, you know, being in there. It's not like he hasn't done it before, because he's done those types of movies with, like, Daddy's Little Girls,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, showing the things that we have to go through on a regular day-to-day. You know,
it's just not, like, his main focus or his main priority. And it might not be his main audience, mm-hmm. so he's probably like, eh. Yes, Essie, I did see that Kai had Wale on and didn't know who Wale was. He called him
Wally.
And his whole chat was like, that's what, like, Wale, like, he's a really good rapper or whatever. So Wale eventually came back up to Kai later on after, you know, he briefly met him and didn't know who he was.
Right.
And he pretty much said, like, hey, bro, like, you know, you kind of, you know, they killing me right now on social media because of our interaction. He was like, but, you know, we going to talk about it. People are like, man, Wale, why are you trying to be so sensitive? Okay, like, yeah, he might not have known you. He's a early 20-something-year-old man. Mm-hmm. You know, he might not have grew up listening to your music like that. It's not like you've been popping this whole time and just been out here as much as you were back in, like, the later 2000s, you know, but I don't know. I feel like that was not the time or place for Wale to say that to him. Yeah. But shout out to Wale because he's going to be at Wisconsin Fest Saturday at the rave. Shout out to T-Pain, who also was there and did a tribute to Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, very true. Very true. I mean, you know what, though? I blame Wale because, you know, if Wale was still doing his thing, still proclaiming to be one of the best rappers of all time, the concert not would know who he is.
Right.
You know, it's just the fact that Wale has kind of taken a backseat to hip hop, and Kendrick Lamar's have, you know, come about. Drake has done his thing as he always has done, and J. Cole has. So, you know, most people, especially in hip hop right now, or even like forget most people who think about hip hop. I'm thinking about the general public. They're only really thinking about the top five, top six artists from rap that are actually really doing their thing. Other than that, Wale is non-existent in this era.
Right. And, you know, he has some songs on the radio. Like, we appreciate him. I appreciate Wale. Like, some of his albums were like high school songs, you know what I'm saying?
But Kai probably
wasn't listening to radio because they had iPods and all that other stuff back then where you could listen to your own stuff in the car.
Right, and I also believe Wale, he sabotaged himself, you know, from actually obtaining the success that he wanted. He wanted it so bad that he didn't want it enough.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
but
no,
just follow his career and you'll understand what
you could shoot yourself in the foot easily.
For sure. So,
all right, now let's get to some of these awards real quick. Because I know this is called the BET Awards, but for that whole 4 hours, because mind you, the award show started at 7 o'clock here, it ended at 11:45. So, throughout that entire time, they only gave out six awards on television. Which is crazy to me. The very first one, well, I won't do the first one. I'll wait for that one. But the Viewer Choice Award went to Chris Brown for Residuals. Mm-hmm. You had Best New Artist was Leon Thomas. Period. I love Leon Thomas. He actually announced he's going on tour. He's not coming to Milwaukee, but he will be in Chicago. Shout out to Leon Thomas.
I'm a dog. I'm a mutt.
Yeah. Kendrick won Album of the Year for GNX. So shout out to Kendrick.
Ride with my GNX in the tape deck.
Best female R&B and pop artist went to SZA.
Okay, now.
Mm-hmm, which is okay. I feel like, I don't like that they're blurring the lines when it comes to R&B and pop.
Bro.
Because when you blur the lines like that, because most of the people who was in that category, and by the way, they had like 8 people in each category.
That's
which I felt
true.
Like was too many people. Yeah. Like, you can't just be throwing everybody on there. But I think you need to separate the two because you can't have R&B and pop together because they are not one in the same. And it starts to blur the lines, and eventually we're not going to have R&B anymore. And I'm putting my stamp on that. If we keep blurring the lines between R&B and pop, we are not going to have actual R&B artists. And it's going to be a thing of the past, kind of like blues, kind of like funk. It's going to be a thing of the past if we do not watch it. Or white people going to take it over. Because you see Teddy Swims out here.
Teddy Swims killing it.
Killing it when it comes to R&B. And you got all these other white people who are singing our songs with more soul than what we are. We got to be careful. Even if you only got like 2 or 3 artists who could fit in an R&B category, still separated. I don't care. You can't do that. But what are you going to say?
I was just going to say that I think SZA's evolution of her sound is her sound. I don't think she's actually an R&B artist.
She's not.
I don't think that she's either a pop artist either. I think that there's this new sound coming out. There was another girl who had performed. It was like Raven something. But she performed. But this almost
you
like
liked
this,
her performance.
I did like her performance. But there's like this electronic soulful softness that I'm hearing from these quote unquote R&B artists that are coming out today. or whatever. I don't qualify them as an R&B artist because you're right, Juice. They're not R&B, mm-hmm. but it's a different type of like soul that I'm hearing that's coming from them. It's like mystifying. It's magical. And I think that the auto-tune in their microphones is helping them do that. And so in that sense, I don't see the auto-tune as a crunch. I see it just as a sound that they've done. You know, that's how I'm seeing this.
Yeah,
you know,
like you're saying that they use the auto-tune as their sound.
Yeah.
Kind of like T-Pain. Like T-Pain can sing without the auto-tune.
For sure.
But to be different, he wanted to put auto-tune on his voice so he stood out.
Yeah.
But now people are using auto-tune as the voice.
As a crutch. Right.
As a crutch, but also just as the voice. You know, like even when it comes to Leon Thomas don't need to put all that stuff on his voice when he's singing. He's a great singer without it, but he does it because that's the sound that he likes. And I'm realizing that some eras just have different sounds. Like
that's the
90s
thing.
Has a completely different sound than the 2000s.
The 2000s funk era had a different sound?
Yeah, 2000s has a different sound than like the 2010s. That was more like electronic and like techno, I feel like. And then now you got this auto-tune era where everyone's just using auto-tune and sounding like robots. I don't appreciate it because I like real vocal talent, you know? And I feel like if we have kids growing up only listening to these auto-tune voices, that's what they are going to think R&B is if you're putting these auto-tune voices in R&B categories. You know, you can't put those two together like that. That's just my opinion. Another award that went out was Best Gospel and Inspirational Award. And Glorilla won that one. She won a gospel award, you guys. And she said that this was her first BET award because she's never won anything, another one, which people thought she should have won Best Hip-Hop Artist, Best Female Hip-Hop Artist, but that went to Doechii. But she won the gospel award, and that's another one where I feel like we should not be blurring the lines between gospel artists and artists who just have a gospel-type song. Like, I don't think that we should blur those lines either, because I'm sure there are a lot of gospel artists who actually are great gospel artists who deserve that recognition and that time, mm-hmm. not just artists that we know and appreciate that might have a gospel song, because they had like Friday in it for one of his songs, right. And Glorilla was in it for his song. And even when Glorilla accepted the award, she was like, you know, I was nervous to even ask Kirk Franklin to get on my song, because y'all know what I be rapping about. But, you know, I appreciate him so much for getting on my music. And, you know, I'm this is really great to me. I got my girls up here with me. You know that shout out to God, because this is a God award. And I'm just like, we should not do that.
Oh,
like,
snap.
Make it separate. If you want, if you want to just have a gospel category for gospel artists, do that. But don't put, like, people who only just have one gospel song, because then people are, I just don't think you should do that. You can't blur those lines either. But that's just my personal opinion, all right? Now, I know we are going long on this, but Benjamin has allowed for us to do what?
Go down the rabbit hole!
Oh, I didn't know you were going to say that.
About the BET Awards.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so Benjamin has said that because we are just so geeked up to talk about the BET Awards, we're going to keep talking about the BET Awards all hour long.
Because
we technically could go down the rabbit hole with what Doechii said during her acceptance speech, which I think was... I think it made other people comfortable to start saying the same thing throughout the entire show.
Right.
But
you know what? How about we go to break, and when we come back, we play the Doechii audio.
Okay, we can do that. Now, Ron is waiting on the phone, and I almost want to get him now so then we can come back to the audio.
Glorious hallelujah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Ron. What's poppin', Juicy Jammin', Ron? Thank you so much for holding while we were just going crazy.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. You so wrong for imitating Glorilla like that. That was so wrong.
She be like, you my mercy.
Oh,
thank,
my
shout
God.
Out to God. I love God. Thank you, God.
I would make this real quick. The BET Awards, it made me homesick. I mean, by that is, I miss the 90s, man. I miss Tiana Taylor. I miss Ludacris. I mean, the number one spot. Oh,
right.
I miss that. That made me homesick to watch that. But real quick, I don't want you guys to be a machine of information, of misinformation. The thing you mentioned earlier about the, I guess they call it the streets takeover. every second Sunday of June is called the Puerto Rican Pride Parade. It's Puerto Rican Parade. Okay. It's a celebration. It's every second Sunday in June. It's real big in New York. They've been doing it. I'm on the South Side. So they've been doing that on the South Side forever. I don't know why they call it a neighborhood takeover. That's not what it was. It was a celebration, and they're doing it every year, but the news media trying to make it bad, the mayor trying to make it bad. They've been letting them do that for a long time, like the butt-naked butt ride and all those other stuff. So just throwing it out there.
Thank you very much
for letting me get that out.
You be down there, Ron?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
Well, what car are you driving?
I'm watching the cars. I'm one of the ones probably get a ticket because I'm watching the parade.
Okay, good, you know? Good.
And also, September is the Mexican Independence Day. That's the real Cinco de Mayo, not in June or whatever, May. It's in September. So they be doing the same thing. Cars, Mexican flags, all over. So y'all come down there and check us out.
Period.
Got you. Well, thank you so much, Ron, and God bless you. Be safe,
yes.
My dog.
100%.
Hell yeah. BET Awards, man. This is crazy, man. Black culture is timeless.
Oh, it definitely
is.
It
definitely impacts you. And like Ron said, I mean, it definitely was nostalgic for me. I loved Ludacris doing Rap City in the Basement. I love the fact that we had pretty much all of the hosts for the 106 and from 106 and Park to be there, you know, and big up different artists who were coming out. It was dope to me, man, and 100%. I appreciate it. It made me proud to be black.
I agree.
But we can talk about that another time.
No, I agree. People are mad because I said Glorilla shouldn't have got the Gospel Award. I stand on what I said. I don't care. Highlight the actual gospel artists that are out here praising God, praise Jesus, doing what they need to do in that category, and have a separate category maybe that's like gospel inspired, but you can't blur the two lines because you're not giving credit where credit should be due. I'm not saying she can't have a gospel song. A lot of people have gospel songs, and that used to be a thing back in the 90s, like Faith Evans and Kelly Price, they all had gospel songs on their album. I'm just saying, to win a whole award for it when there are actual gospel artists out here grinding and their music is totally just gospel, I think they should get their respect and their notice as well. You know, people should know who they are too. But like I said, we are going to continue the conversation, and we are going to come back to a clip from Dochi's award speech after she won, because she highlighted the protests that were going on right outside the doors of the BET Awards, and she was one of the first people to speak up on it that night. So we're going to come back with that one, and we're going to talk about it a little bit because some people have some mixed reviews about it. So make sure you guys keep it locked. We are going to take a 3-minute juice break and come back with Dochi. So keep it locked.
Don't touch that dial. You are jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Like and subscribe to our 1017 The Truth YouTube channel. This is Jamming with Juice on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Bad boy, B2K, yo, talk to him, player.
Yeah. I like your little sexy style, love it when you're getting wild. Girl in the club with me.
Come over here, let me talk to you for a minute. Tell you something.
Girl, you need to be in. Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance, and you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. Products are not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And are you ready to buy your first house, move into your forever home, or simply refinance? At Associated Bank, they've got you. With the right lending plan and guidance, you can achieve your dreams. Your financial goals are closer than you think, and Associated Bank is excited to help you reach them. Learn more at associatedbank.com/lending or ask a banker for details. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Welcome back to Jamming with Juice, everybody. We are going down the BET
rabbit hole
because it was one of the best BET awards awards in a long time, and I loved seeing people just looking at it at the same time. I was on Threads, and you know how back in the day when you watch the BET Awards, everybody be on Twitter and they'll be talking about it. Right. I was on Threads yesterday, and everybody was in real time talking about the BET Awards, so it was very nostalgic to see that, especially with 106 and Park. I know AJ, he couldn't be there. Roxy couldn't be there, but all the other 106 and Park hosts was holding it down, and it was just a really great time. But we actually want to get into Dolce, because Dolce won Best Female Hip Hop Artist over Glorilla, mm-hmm. over Sexy Red, mm-hmm. over Nicki Minaj, over Megan Thee Stallion, over Rhapsody, and I feel like it was another one up in there. But she beat them all, right? Came with some criticism, but what really came with criticism was her speech that she gave. Can we lob that up, Glenn, for this speech that Dolce said after she won her award?
I do want to address what's happening right now outside of the building. There are ruthless attacks that are creating fear and chaos in our communities in the name of law and order. Trump is using military forces to stop a protest. And I want y'all to consider what kind of government it appears to be when every time we exercise our democratic right to protest, the military is deployed against us. What type of government is that? People are being swept up and torn from their families, and I feel it's my responsibility as an artist to use this moment to speak up for all oppressed people. For black people, for Latino people, for trans people, for the people in Gaza, we all deserve to live in hope and not in fear. And I hope we stand together, my brothers and my sisters, against hate, and we protest against it. Thank you, BET.
Yeah, shout out to Dolce, man. I really appreciated her mentioning all of that, because I was actually wondering, I'm like, dang, all of this is going down in LA with the protests, and they're saying that they got the cars on fire and they doing rubber bullets and stuff. I'm like, how close is that to the BET Awards that was going down? So I'm glad that she mentioned that is literally happening right outside, and it's something that we cannot ignore that's going on. Now, when she initially said this, and Dolce's always giving really good speeches when she gets her awards. Like, I remember her Grammy Award win earlier this year. That was extremely impactful and powerful, telling black girls, you know, don't dim your light for anybody and be who you are, and don't let anybody tell you that you can't be who you are and still make it. She's just a very powerful speaker. But when it came to her speech, it did sound like people in the beginning kind of didn't know how to feel about her even mentioning it, almost like it was taboo for her to say, like, oh, like, I got to mention what's going on outside. You know, it's a lot of protests going on. And she mentioned Trump.
Right.
She said his name. Well, you know,
it gets a little tense when you start going at politics. However, you know, that's what BET was for. Right, BET was for our voice to be heard. Mm-hmm. For whatever we felt like was moving and jugging out here in the streets, or whatever, that was our platform to get our voices heard. So, you know, her as an artist, which I believe more artists should do, is speak for the voices. Speak for the people out there who don't have a voice, but look up to you to be their hero. You know, and that's what I think, you know, Dolce is putting on her back. So when she's talking about, she's speaking up for the black community, the Mexican community, the trans community, in Pride Fest, you know, and for everybody out there, Palestinians out there in Gaza and stuff like that. I think that's very important and impactful, because, you know, one man or one woman can go ahead and change the world, you know, can impact and influence what happens across the world and how we see ourselves. So Dolce is doing exactly what she should be doing as an artist. And yes, it does get a little tense, because some people, you know, when it comes down to mentioning people who are like Trump or whatever, mm-hmm. so some of they monies are tied into what he got going on. Mm-hmm. You know, some of their investment, their stuff worth is tied in to what he got going on, even if it's against the true liberation of the American people. You know, if it's but anyway, neither here nor there. Dolce did what she should do, and there should be more artists out there that go and speak on what real issues and real problems the real deal Americans are having. Because if we keep on going along with this Lil Baby type of raps and Gunna type of raps and all these other things that don't address nothing, that we're going to forever live in somewhat of a fantasy. You know, what Dolce did last night was real. What Kendrick Lamar brings to his artistry is real. And we need to go at real issues to be able to solve real problems so we can figure out real solutions, not just go along with the get along. You know, and it's far too long we do that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, she was one of the first ones to bring it up that night because it was the first award. And I'm glad that she did. Tyler Perry went on to mention it briefly as well, along with and like just knowing your voice, because he mentioned like they're trying to take our books out of schools and they're trying to
about the Nazism yesterday.
Erase our culture and erase our history, because when you erase everything that we have done, it takes our power away because we don't know, you know, what exactly we accomplished when you take certain things away. And then I know Jamie Foxx briefly mentioned during his speech something. He was like, you know, I'm not going to get into it fully. I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, it's a lot going on. But I did want to kind of bring up the contrast just a little bit, because people were, at least on Threads and from what I was seeing on social media, they were bigging up the fact that Dolce and others were speaking up against what's going on because of this new administration. But then they were also calling out the fact that BET was honoring and highlighting and allowing for people to perform who were Trump supporters, bringing up a T.I. or bringing, which I don't remember seeing T.I. say anything, but they were bringing up T.I. They brought up Lil Wayne. They brought up Snoop Dogg getting honored and things like that. And they were saying that they felt like BET should have left them off of it just for the time being, because they thought that it ruined the moment of what actually is going on. Nah, but I don't agree with that at all. And I kind of want to maybe unpack that a little bit, because it really made me think about how we...
Our radio station?
How we treat... You know, cancel culture, and I'm ready for cancel culture to be over with.
Yeah.
I 100% am, especially when it comes to our Black community. Let me be specifically clear. When it comes to the people of our Black community, I am ready for cancel culture to be over. And I think I'm going to explain a little bit why on the other side. Do you feel the same way, though, Ben? Cancel culture should be over with?
I think cancel culture is a good and bad thing.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. How do y'all feel about cancel culture? 833-212-1017, because people are upset that BET... honored Snoop Dogg, allowed for Lil Wayne to perform, and I don't know why they're bringing up T.I. Maybe T.I. done said something before. I don't know. I'm not going to put that on that man.
Maybe they wanted Kodak Black to perform as well.
Yeah, who knows? But we're going to talk about it, you guys. So keep it locked. We got more Jammin' with Juice on the way. How do y'all feel about cancel culture in our Black community? Should BET have left off honoring Snoop Dogg just in this moment? Was the timing not right? Let me know. We keep it locked. More Jammin' with Juice on the way.
Don't touch that dial. You are jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Like and subscribe to our 101.7 The Truth YouTube channel. This is Jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Yeah. Great Impressions Graphics and Printing. They have been proudly serving the community for over 26 years from their location at the corner of 54th and Burleigh, Milwaukee. Their dedication to quality and customer satisfaction has made them a trusted name in printing and design. They offer a wide range of services, including banners, posters, yard signs, business cards, programs, and postcards. Plus, they specialize in custom apparel printing, perfect for family reunions, sports outings, business promotions, and more. For your next project, visit them at greatimpress.com. That is greatimpressions.com. Great Impressions, we are here when you need us.
Period. Welcome back, everybody. You are tapped in to Jamming with Juice right now. Good morning. Good morning, Milwaukee, and everybody else that's tapping in with us here today. as we talk about and give our recap of the BET Awards that was last night, which was a really great BET Awards ceremony, you guys. And I, at this point, they don't even need to call it BET Awards. This should just be the BET party. The BET culture's biggest night is as they call it. That's what it should just be called, you know, because it was so great, so grand, and we appreciated it all. But I kind of have a hot take right now, Ben, and I really want to know what you think about what I'm about to say here. Actually, all of y'all, because as I was watching the BET Awards, and we just came off of talking about Dolce and how she spoke up for the injustices that's happening right now in the country.
Spoke about trans people.
And the, well, that's injustices as well. Going on, you always love bringing up the trans people, bro. You say the word trans and you just stick out like a sore thumb.
I thought you said trans.
Who's trans? What's trans? Who's going on with the trans?
I was underscoring or highlighting something she said. She was just making certain that people who are, you know, celebrating Pride Month feel represented.
No, facts. And shout out to her for that. But there were some people who were kind of saying, like, it's crazy how, you know, we got Dolce on one hand speaking up for the injustices that's happening because of this Trump administration. And then on the other hand, you have BET honoring, like, a Snoop Dogg who performed at, what did he perform at? The, it was like a inaugural celebration or what was it? You remember?
Oh, it was the crypto ball.
Yeah, the crypto ball that was in support, I guess, of the Republican Party and, like, Trump and things like that, or whatever it is you want to call it. And people called him a sellout, right? And so now our community is saying that Snoop Dogg should not be honored and should not get no icon award because he went out there and did what he did, and it seemed as though that's backstabbing the people who helped put him on. I 100% get that. But you know what I was thinking about last night, Ben? I was like, Snoop Dogg and like a Lil Wayne and others, they remind me of, like, you know when you had a cookout or you had a family reunion and you got those uncles or you got those cousins that just have different perspectives from you, but you still love them.
You still love
but
them.
You got to educate them on some things. Right. You got to call them out. Right. You got to hold them accountable.
Hold them accountable.
And then it's still love at the end of the day, because it's like, at the end of the day, you know their family and you're going to have to be around them. And that is what it is. You don't cancel them out the family just because they have different opinions than you. Even here on The Truth, we got hosts here who have differing opinions from us, and we don't just kick them out of the group.
Look,
you know?
We got Tory Lowe and Dr. Ken around here. Okay, we got Tory Lowe and Dr. Ken around here, still out here for Trump. Tory more so than others, okay? And I still got nothing but love for Tory Lowe. But y'all going to cancel Tory Lowe? Get the F out of here. This is my brethren right here.
You know?
And I probably wouldn't even be on these radio waves how I am right now if it wasn't for Tory.
Right.
All right, all honesty. But I'm not canceling my brother Tory Lowe.
Right.
Even though he loves Trump and he's a Trumper.
It feels like, you know, when it comes to our culture, we feel as though we have to cancel somebody as soon as they don't align with what we align with.
Right.
And while I don't agree with what a lot of people have to say, and I've called out Snoop Dogg when he did that, I was like the first day of our morning show. And I called him out because it's important to say what's going on, tell them how you feel, but doing it with love, you know? So I don't think that a Snoop should be canceled out of the culture. He has helped a lot of people. I heard that, you know, if y'all didn't know, Snoop Dogg has a whole youth football league that he founded in 2005, and he had 50 players from his league who have gone to the NFL.
And that's really big,
you know? He's helping change lives as well, just like a Tory Lowe. Hell, he's still an advocate out here helping save kids and finding missing people.
Right.
So while I don't agree with what everybody has to say when it comes to their different perspectives, at the end of the day, they are still part of our community. Mm-hmm. They still are iconic to us in some way.
Right.
And there is a way that you can tell them about themselves, but while doing it with love and not just excommunicating them from the entire idea of the culture, you know? Because Snoop Dogg up there performing his songs, and people are like, man, I love all this Snoop music, but I don't want, like, man, F him right now because of da-da-da-da. And I get that, you know?
Like,
he shouldn't have done certain things, and I understand, but sometimes, you know, you just have to realize that they are still a part of us. They are still part of our community. And you don't just cancel them because of that. You tell them how you feel. Don't be quiet about it.
Right.
But, you know, to just say, like, oh, we not supporting him no more. Everybody should have turned their backs when he was performing. I don't agree with that necessarily.
See, the thing is, and this is the thing about the internet. Folks on the internet will act in outrage. Like, this is outrage culture. That's what it is. Forget cancel
it's a
culture.
Fake outrage.
Yeah, it's
culture
fake
too,
outrage.
Because they pick and choose. If they don't like you, that's when they do it. But then if they like you, they, you know, have no accountability for
yeah,
you.
And it's just like, if they don't like something you done, right? Oh, I'm outraging now. Now at this point, you know, we need to cancel you or whatever may have you. But it's just like, dog, y'all got uncles in y'all family that you know for a fact and touch
be
somebody.
The same way. Exactly.
You know facts. You keeping all these family secrets going on, but you ain't canceled him. He's still invited to the cookout. But Snoop Dogg out here that made more millionaires than you ever have, all right, especially for the black culture, saved lives in that way, and you won't try to cancel him. Tory Lowden saved many of y'all lives out there, and y'all gonna tell me y'all gonna try to cancel Tory because he support Trump? Forget that, man.
And
it's just political ideologies, and that's all it is. That's all politics is.
Yeah.
If you identify as Democrat, you identify with that ideology. If you identify as Republican, you identify with it. If you identify as rebel, liberal, you just do. At the end of the day, you're still an American.
Or
if
even
you're black,
outside
you're
of
still
politics.
A black American.
You know, like it ain't even right. Come down to politics. It could just be any opinion or perspective. Like everybody not gonna think the same of you. We always say black people aren't a monolith, but then when somebody thinking outside of the box, now all of a sudden you want to kick them out the culture. It just doesn't make sense to me. But we are gonna wrap up the show with a bow, giving you our drop of juice on the other side. We're gonna try to take our two callers when we come back, which y'all are gonna have to be quick. All right, but yeah, y'all, what we're gonna do is that. Keep it locked. More Jamming with Juice on the way.
Don't touch that dial. You are jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Like and subscribe to our 1017 The Truth YouTube channel. This is Jamming with Juice on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
What's up, Troop Nation? It's your girl, Noni Juice here. And guess what? Steinhoffel's Memorial Day sale has been extended. It is your last chance to save 10% off store-wide. Plus, get amazing deals like sofas for $4.99, dining tables at $5.49, and queen beds at just $6.99. Plus, take advantage of Steinhoffel's 18-month 0% financing to make your purchase even more affordable. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Welcome back to Jam with Juice, y'all. We are about to wrap up the show with a bow, giving you our drop of juice here on this lovely Tuesday. And you know what? We got a couple calls to see if we can run through at least one of them. So let's go to, you pick, Ben.
Paul.
Let's go to Paul. What's popping, Juicy Jammer Paul? And good morning. You got like 30 seconds.
Oh, it's me, huh? I'm on the air.
You go ahead. You got it, Paul.
Okay. Well, okay. Hello. I'm talking to the radio host. Well, you talk a lot about bad Trump and how you'd like to improve the conditions for African Americans in this country for what you guys have dealt with since the times of slavery, correct?
Go ahead, state your point, Paul.
Well, I asked you a question, but if you don't want to answer it, that's fine.
I got 30
well, let
seconds
me ask you this.
Before the show is over.
Okay,
just go.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather have the conditions for the black community improve, but as a consequence of that, the country gets invaded by Russia, China, Arabs?
Paul, you pissing me off right now. You're going to ask me a question about improving the black community, and if you improve the black community, we're going to be invaded by Russia? Get the hell off my line. Get off my line, Paul.
That will not happen. It's a fact.
It's not a fact because you ain't
some
seen
fact?
It happen, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you so much.
You want
I didn't even want it to you. Cut the man off. He didn't listen to some kind of rhetoric. How the hell helping the black community going to allow Russia in? He all here off the propaganda, drinking propaganda juice. Get the hell off my line with that. God damn.
I love what we do.
I was vibing this whole time. I didn't want to spaz out on this man, but don't call my airwaves with some dumb stuff like that. I ain't never heard so much stupidity in my life. But
all
I
right.
love y'all. And shout out to Paul, too. You can call it anytime.
Yeah, maybe another time so we can actually go back. Same with Sandra that's on the line.
Jeez.
I'm sorry we couldn't get to you. We'll do. Call tomorrow. We got more to talk about. We'll talk to anybody. All right? So just do it tomorrow.
God,
thank y'all so much for tapping into Jamming with Juice here today. Appreciate y'all so much. Let's do it again around 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. You know right here where to find us.
It's a fact.
It's Jamming with Juice. I'm your girl, Noni Juice. Always keeping it juicy. That has been
jamming. I'm a black man.
Shout out to Glenn on the ones and twos. Now sip on that. The Trooper Sharon Hughes is up next. Good morning, Milwaukee. See y'all tomorrow.